Chapter 18. The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. There remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet divided their inheritance. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long are you slack to go in to possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for you 3 men of each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall arise and walk through the land, and describe it according to their inheritance, and they shall come to me. They shall divide it into 7 portions. Judah shall abide in his border on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their border on the north. You shall describe the land into 7 portions, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. For the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them." The men arose and went, and Joshua charged those who went to describe the land, saying, "Go, and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." The men went and passed through the land, and described it by cities into 7 portions in a book, and they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. The lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the border of their lot went out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north quarter was from the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward, and the goings out of it were at the wilderness of Beth Avim. The border passed along from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, the same as Bethel, southward, and the border went down to Ataroth Adar, by the mountain that lies on the south of Beth Horon the lower. The border extended there, and turned about on the west quarter southward, from the mountain that lies before Beth Horon southward, and the goings out of it were at Kiriath Baal, the same as Kiriath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. The south quarter was from the uttermost part of Kiriath Jearim, and the border went out westward, and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtuah. And the border went down to the uttermost part of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward. And it went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En-Rogel, and it extended northward, and went out at En-Shemesh, and went out to Gilioth, which is over against the ascent of Adumim, and went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And it passed along to the side over against the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. And the border passed along to the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the goings out of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south border. The Jordan was the border of it on the east quarter. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the borders of it round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, and Beth Hogla, and Amek Haziz, and Beth Araba, and Zimraim, and Bethel, and Avim, and Parah, and Ophrah, and Shephar Ammoni, and Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth, and Mizpah, and Shepharah, and Mosah, and Rechem, and Irpil, and Tarhala, and Zelah, Eleph, and the Jebusite, the same as Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kiriath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families.